It's 72 degrees in Nashville. Should be mostly sunny, clear skies all through the weekend today with a high around 90 degrees and then creeping up into the low to mid-90s over the weekend. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. And here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Governor Belee is giving clemency to a man who was sentenced to life without parole. Thomas Clardy will be released from prison in a few weeks, as reported by the Tennessean. Clardy was a star football player for Pearl Cone High School before he was convicted of a triple shooting at an auto body shop. Earlier this year, the state's parole board recommended a full exoneration, saying it appears Clardy is innocent. The news outlet says that an assistant district attorney in the conviction review unit reached a similar conclusion. The governor stopped short of a full pardon. Lee's office announced he did pardon dozens of other people. The U.S. Army announced deals this week that could give energy vendors up to $2.2 billion to construct, operate, and own nuclear microreactors on five bases across the country, including Fort Campbell. Derek Operley with member station WKMS reports.
The deals are a part of the Army's Janus program, aimed at using nuclear reactors to curb the country's reliance on commercial energy sources. Per a military release, BWXT Advanced Technologies will be contracted at Fort Campbell along the Kentucky-Tennessee border. Microreactors are also slated to be built by private companies on military installations in Georgia, New York, North Carolina, and Texas. The Janus program was announced last year, with nine bases initially in the running for microreactors. In line with an executive order from President Donald Trump, the Army wants one of these reactors to be operational by September 2028. No timeline was announced for the Fort Campbell project. I'm Derek Operley in Paducah.
A Tennessee-based home health company has agreed to pay more than $2 million after the federal government accused it of fraud. Monogram Health provides services to chronically ill patients in 37 states, including many who were covered by Medicare Advantage programs. U.S. Justice Department says Monogram Health forged diagnosis codes. The idea? Medicare pays more for taking care of sicker, higher-risk patients. The DOJ says the company knowingly reported patients were sicker than they really were for better pay. The practice is known as upcoding. Monogram Health allegedly reported worse diagnoses of malnutrition, substance use disorder, chest pain, and blood disorders. A doctor for the company filed a whistleblower lawsuit, and he'll get about $400,000 of the settlement. The DOJ says Monogram cooperated with the investigation. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.